Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Premature false start there. I told you, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We're right back with you. Start of hour number two. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. AMAC on the other side of the glass. Cowboy B is with us. I was just hanging out with Doc and Toby out in the bullpen, just, getting a lesson in life. Getting a lesson in life. You too can get a lesson in life starting at 4 o'clock today when the DOC takes over Burgundy and Gold today. Yes, indeed. And you can get a lesson in good choices if you do what I'm about to tell you. Because you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays, the NFL. On CBS, you saw they went back to the vintage CBS NFL Today costumes and motif and setup and backdrop. That's when Brent Musburger used to say CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game on all season long, kicking off with a juicy, and I mean juicy, week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So what that means, boys and girls, is you're going to watch the Commanders and the Falcons on CBS. And if for whatever reason you have to go somewhere, like you get stuck going, I don't know, to Home Depot, which Arthur Blank owns, if you have Paramount Plus on your phone, you can just take the game right along with you. So do that. This way you won't miss a minute of the action, a second of the action. All right. Back to the phones we go, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Actually, you know what? One point that I wanted to make. Before I forget, so we said, you know, I have to wonder if this is Terry now listening more to the doctors, the experts, to his body, and saying, I'm not going to run through a wall. It didn't get me anywhere. It didn't get me certainly what I wanted. I know a bunch of you will dispute that, and that's fine. You have a right to, but I can't shake that feeling because that's what I would do. I used to work 90 hours a week. It got me nowhere. Where did it get me? It got me a pat on the back. Not good enough. Okay? So I don't work 90 hours a week anymore. Just don't do it. And I'm being as honest and as real as I can. I'm not saying Terry won't work hard. I'm not saying I don't work hard. But there's work hard and work recklessly. And maybe Terry won't be working recklessly anymore. I don't know. But I can't shake that feeling. The other part is, my goodness, because you absolutely cannot count in any way, shape, or form on Noah Brown. And we've been saying that for a year plus now. Before it became popular. If you're without Terry, without Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel's your number one. Jalen Lane. Luke McCaffrey, who scored his first NFL touchdown. Chris Moore, that's your top four. Right? Noah, we'll see. That would be somewhere in the top five, I guess. And they probably almost have to bring up, at least this week, Ja'Cory Brooks, right? But that is, I mean, if we were worried about the wide receiver group before the year, what do we think now? What do we think now? And it's very likely that they'll be without Terry McLaurin and possibly without Jaden Daniels. And you should know better by now. It does not matter what the people in Vegas think. That is a completely different world. They don't know. They can think whatever they want to think. They don't know. Here's what I know. If the Commanders don't have Jaden, and if they don't have Terry, and if they don't have John Bates, and they already don't have Eckler and Cosme, and maybe no Noah Brown, they're severely compromised. Severely. And there's nobody that should rightfully think they got this. They might win. They might pull it out. Not saying that they don't have a chance. They do. But nobody should be thinking they've got this. Shouldn't even be thinking that now anyway. All right, back to the calls we go. Let's go to, where are we going here? Let's go to Paulie and get hour number two started. Hello, Paulie.
Hail to the W, man.
Hello, Paulie. What's going on?
Listen, man, I've been doing my best to work on my phone etiquette anger.
Uh-oh, I feel it. I feel it coming now.
I've really been trying to do my best this early season.
But I pissed you off, haven't I?
But the thing, it's not just you, these callers. Yeah, I mean, let's start with Sabah. Thank you, Sabah, for being a professional that you are. And your insight is outstanding when it comes to this because you do have knowledge of this doctor, and you're a surgeon, so we appreciate you for that. But to say that he wanted to show everybody he was fast and that's why he went all out, that's crazy. He went all out because he's a football player trying to score a touchdown. All right? Number two, the man came into the league running a 4.3. He just all of a sudden losing speed and now he's running a 4.7. Right? Or maybe he might be a 4.4 right now or whatever, but he came into the league running a 4.3. You know, let me tell you something. The cornerbacks are fast too. And then they got this thing in science they call angles. You know, so I don't care how fast you are or fast you're not. A man got an angle on you, he can catch you. All right? That's first of all. Second of all, to say that I told you all, I was screaming this all summer long, this whole contract thing. I said, he ain't getting his body ready for football. I don't care if he's doing yoga or if he's working out in his backyard or if he's running 145 wind sprints. He ain't getting ready for football. Anybody that has played football and has been through a summer camp knows that the first couple of weeks is when you're susceptible to injury. He missed all of that. All right, your body has to go through a period where your muscles, your body, everything gets sore, you break down, and you build it back up. He didn't get to go through that. So in my opinion, I told y'all, I said, he's going to get hurt. Like I said, look at the track record from Adam Peters in the past with the 49ers. Everybody has did this stall out contract game over the whole preseason into the season, they have all gotten hurt. So I knew this was going to happen. But like I said, he didn't have no time for his body to recover to get ready for the season. So right now, his training camp was these first 3 weeks of the season. And he probably overextended himself because his body was not in tip-top shape for the season. Period. Yeah, it's my opinion, but it's a logical opinion. Because like I said, anybody who has played competitive football and been to a football training camp will tell you that. The first two and a half weeks of camp, your body is sore. That's because your muscles have been broke down and they're building back up. And he didn't have a chance to go through that, man. So, yeah, to me, this is directly correlated with him missing camp. Now, as far as him saying, you know, what you saying, Russell, about he's not going to run through a brick wall, listen, man, that's crazy. That's not his character. That might be your character. But that's not his character. He's a professional. If anything, he is listening to his body, right? Because the team gave him his first diagnosis. And maybe he feel like the one caller said, well, I had a little bit of a quad before. Just don't feel like a quad. Let me go outside the team and get another opinion, because this feel might like it might be a little bit more serious. So before I do try to put my body on the line, let me see exactly what I'm dealing with here. All right, so this is ridiculous, man. All I know is the man is hurt. He's going to be out for a couple weeks. They're going to have to do something at his receiver position. Stop bringing up Noah Brown. Noah Brown, he's not even a factor, even if he is healthy. Pedestrian at best. All right, somebody said Chris Olave. Why would you go out and get a man who got a concussion history? If you want to get any receiver from New Orleans, go get Rashid Salih. I think that's his name. But
Salam, yeah, I think it is.
Stop. Okay, you got it. Look, man, stop with all. Anybody who's saying who got is people who was against Terry throughout this whole contract thing, anyways. And now, once again, we pile on top of a man where he just want to make sure what is going on with this injury before I do make a decision about am I going to push it or I'm not going to push it. It's not an ankle. So let's just stop, man. All right, the man got hurt. That's all it is to it. Like I said, I forecast seeing this in the preseason because football is you got to be in shape. You got to be in football shape. Not track speed, not track shape. He probably didn't take his shirt off. He looks like a Messiah God.
No, that's fair.
But you got to be in football shape.
That's
man.
Fair.
And he wasn't in football shape, period.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to tell you you're crazy. By the way, it's Rashid Shaheed is the we were both wrong. Rashid Shaheed is the New Orleans receiver. But we'll see. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. James Wood just cranked his second home run of the day. I believe that's 3 in 2 games. Instead of striking out 3 times a game, James Wood is back to hitting bombs. That's a good sign. There's a bunch of receivers that are obviously out there via trade and free agency. I mean, we can go into that. Here's the thing. This kind of defeats the purpose a little bit of what Paulie's saying. Like, if it was 2 weeks ago, I could buy into it more. But Terry has been practicing again for 5 weeks and 2.5 games.
And then also, I like the idea that I think he was working out separately from training camp.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know how.
And supposedly with Jaden Daniels as well.
Yeah, so I don't know how real like the amount of soreness, especially now NFL training camps. I'd like to think, I'm not polling these athletes, but I'd like to think they're probably working out harder outside of training camp than the actual training camp is. So
perhaps. I'll say this, just to use an example of what you're talking about. If you go back and watch, and again, it's just social media. If you go back and watch Deebo Samuel's offseason workouts, as opposed to an NFL training camp practice, it's 10,000 times harder what he's doing.
Yeah, if you do training camp for the NFL, then I don't know if you'll ever be in game shape. Like, these athletes have to be working out outside of training camp in order to be ready for, you know, week one of the NFL season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but again, to your point, it's probably a lot harder. Not everybody does the same thing, but it's probably a lot harder on your body to get ready for camp and the season as opposed to camp and the season. Yeah. So that kind of defeats Paulie's point as well. We don't know exactly what Terry was doing, but I mean, again, you know, he was doing something, right? And again, if it was 2 weeks after the holdout ended, okay. This is 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And 2.5 games. So again, I don't think, and listen, by me saying he's listening to his body and maybe he's not going to run through a brick wall, there's a difference between playing hard and running through a brick wall. At least there is in my mind. At least there is in my mind. Right? Like, again, there's a difference between working hard, which many of us do. AMAC, do you work hard? I think you do, right? You work 2 jobs. You're up at, what, 5:30 in the morning?
5 a.m.
Yeah. You don't stop working until what? 5:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah, around that time.
And then you still have a life to live.
Mm-hmm.
Leave, you work out, all, cook dinner, whatever you do. You're working hard. Now, are you running through a brick wall?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between working hard and running through a brick wall. Like, I mean, I guess if you were running through a brick wall, the equivalent would be, I don't know, you're staying up until midnight trying to and working all sorts of hours, paid or unpaid, because you just love your job and because you're just hell-bent on doing the best radio show you can.
Yeah.
Right? But at some point, that runs its course. And maybe Terry, after not getting the love that he thought he was going to get,
mm-hmm.
says, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I can't run my body into the ground for them when they didn't truly appreciate it the way I thought they should truly appreciate it. Just throwing it out there. I'm going to give you some free agent wide receivers and options for the Commanders in just a flash. But first, let's get to Chris in Maryland on line one. Next up, what's up, Chris? How are you?
What's going on, man? I waited for this week all year, man.
I know. Well, I don't know how much confidence your boys or you should have in your boys, but they might be getting the Commanders at the right time.
Hey, it doesn't even matter if Terry was playing. Last year, he had one catch against A.J. Terrell.
That's true.
We got a young...
But A.J. Terrell's not healthy yet. He's not healthy. He's not 100% healthy.
Hey, guess what? He got paid, too. And look, he's injured, too. Look, it's a trend. You know, when wide receivers hold out in the NFL and players hold out, it's a trend. When they get back, like Brandon Ayuk is another example last year, held out for the money and got hurt. Dez Bryant did that when he held out. It's a trend, and it don't happen to every player, but I get what Paulie's saying. When you're playing football and, like, you're working out on your own on the side, it's different from being out there running full speed, playing every down, hurry-up offense, your body not used to moving that certain way, your adrenaline is rushing. It's totally different. But and that's why he got hurt. And I don't think none of this – I mean, injury is going to happen in the game of football, right? And – I don't think none of this, I think he's really hurt. I don't think he's sitting out or, protecting himself, protecting his bag, whatever you want to. I think he's really hurt, and he was trying to push himself, and he not used to this feeling. And so, yeah, a lot of people get second opinions. I get second opinions with my doctor when I was like, hold on. You know, I love to get a second opinion. But to your point on this game on Sunday, I'm going to tell you one thing. You were going to get the Falcons A game anyway. Listen, I predict the Falcons to lose last weekend because we got a lot of young players. I know I'm going off topic a little bit. We got a lot of young players on defense. We got 7 first-year players or rookies on defense. And Drake London, Darnell Mooney, they all been hurt this whole year too. And our offense is not connecting. We're the worst offensive team in football right now. We don't have no type of movement on offense. We just sit back and run in the pistol.
Yeah.
We don't throw the ball past 10 yards. Bijan Robinson is the whole game.
It is astonishing to me. Now, again, I don't watch your team very closely every week. I can't. But it's astonishing to me with the amount, the collection of talent that they have, all of the issues that they've had. And here's one thing. Zach Robinson – he was a former college quarterback. He did some PFF stuff. Absolutely. But he was with Sean McVay. McVay is one of the best and smartest and brightest coaches in the league, period. Always has been. I don't know how Zach Robinson can be this bad when he learned with and under and was employed by Sean McVay. And Raheem Morris was on that staff. And Raheem went against him in press. So I don't know what's happened here.
Hey, listen, you could try to implement you're not Sean LeVay. You know, you can be under his tree, and just like Mike McDaniels, you could be under his tree, but you're not him. But another thing, you could be good on paper, just like the Baltimore Ravens defense is supposed to be good on paper, and they're supposed to be good. And look at them. They're probably about to be 1-3 after this weekend. Being good on paper and bringing it on the gridiron on Sunday is totally different. And we're young. We haven't really proven anything. We're decent on paper. Everybody knew Bijan Robinson was a stud. He's playing up to his potential, but nobody else. I don't even think my quarterback got sacked last week. He didn't get sacked. He just looked bad. His feet work was bad. He looked like a true rookie quarterback. And honestly, if Kirk Cousins would have played that game, it would have been a way better. Like, Kirk Cousins came in the game, and I was hoping, because Michael Penner looked a little hurt coming out of that game. And I was like, maybe Kirk Cousins versus Marcus Mariota, Marcus versus his old team, Kirk versus his old team. Who knows, man?
You might still see that. I mean, not
hey, but
like
I
Cousins isn't going to start, but Cousins isn't going to start. But I mean, what happens if Penix really struggles again? I don't know. I doubt he will, but what happens if he does?
Hey, you're going to hear from me. A blowout is in the makings on Sunday when y'all come to the Georgia Dome. The pass rush is going to come awake again.
Ooh.
Because the whole city, Chris in Maryland, is talking smack. Hey, the whole city of Atlanta, I listened to the radio all day. The whole city, it was so embarrassing. You cannot lose to the Carolina Panthers. Check this out. You lose to the Carolina Panthers 30-0. Check this out. Carolina Panthers only had 220 offensive yards.
I'm with you.
And we had two turnovers at the end of the game.
I know. We said it yesterday. And the two interceptions that Penix threw were just – he was locked in with his eyes, and he couldn't get enough zip on the ball out to the perimeter. I just couldn't. And the quarterbacks just jumped it and read it. I mean – I think the Commanders are going to play zone and just try and lock in on Penix's eyes.
Can I give you a quick prediction?
Shoot.
Kyle Pitts going to have his first – he's going to have his first 100-yard game in a long time. Kyle Pitts.
Would not surprise me at all. Yes.
Watch for Jesse Bates to have two interceptions.
All right, there you go. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Good luck to your birds. If you're – you can call back in whenever you want. You know I like you. Appreciate that. That's Chris in Maryland, our resident Atlanta Falcons fan. Actually, one of our chief engineers, Daniel, is a big Falcons fan. Anytime he finds me, he is chirping away on the Falcons.
He's not. If you find him today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to avoid
him. He's not as confident.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to avoid him today.
Oh, no.
Because he already was chirping to me on Monday.
Oh, yeah. No.
And that was before the Falcons fired Ike Hilliard and moved Zach Robinson down from the booth to the sideline. So far the Raheem Morris era in Atlanta, I love Ra. Worked with him for a couple of years. Love him. I wanted him to be the head coach here, even over Dan Quinn. The Raheem Morris era has been a debacle so far in Atlanta. A debacle. They fired their defensive coordinator, Jimmy Lake, after 1 year. They had no pass rush. They go out and make what looked like a crazy trade for James Pierce. They sign Kirk Cousins and then immediately draft Michael Penix. And Terry Fontenot too. Just been a disaster. All right. Continuing to talk about Terry McLaurin. Also, we're expecting to hear from Jaden Daniels shortly. Get some practice updates. We'll have that for you, plus some free agent wide receivers. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joined by starting safety Quan Martin. Quan Martin after practice tomorrow. Practice is wrapping up soon for the Commanders in Ashburn. Indeed, as we mentioned, Jaden Daniels was out there. Looked okay from the portions that they could shoot. You know, just throwing the ball around, moving around a little bit. Apparently he was running some routes. So that's, I guess, a good sign. So maybe Jaden Daniels is going to play. Who knows? I would be extra cautious, but that's me. Football people are not as conservative as I am. Just I tell you my opinion. I tell you what I know when I know something definitive, but I tell you my opinion more than anything, and my feeling. But Quan Martin will join us tomorrow. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's get to the Mark and Largo show on the Team 980. Mark, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I am okay. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Look, before you, I was letting you go off on this politically, and I just had one question I wanted to ask you. Has Terry McLaurin ever missed a game?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Has Terry McLaurin ever missed a game?
Yet. Yes. Yet.
When?
Oh, no, he missed two games in his rookie year, but you mean this week? You mean with this injury, or do you mean ever? I'm confused.
In general.
Oh, yeah, he missed two games in his rookie year. That's it.
Could it be that he could have been trying to see if there's a way he could work around to keep playing? I know you're thinking about money, and I was too. But here's the thing. This is what you fail to realize, Chris. If he's chickening out on himself, you don't think that's going to get around to other teams?
Is there a difference between chickening out and what I'm saying, what I'm wondering about?
Yeah, it is. No, I think it's the same.
I don't think it is.
Okay, Chris, so you don't think this will get around to other teams? You don't think GMs will talk to other teams? You don't think when someone calls Adam Peters to say this, what's your opinion about him, and he gives them a direct answer, and this comes up?
No, what I'm saying is
hang on, Mark,
one second. I want to be clear. What I'm saying is not that Terry's not going to play if he's feeling anything. What I'm saying is in years past, Terry might have fought through whatever. Maybe his hamstring being tight, maybe his quad being sore, whatever. And he would just fight through it, burn through it, just do anything it took to stay on the field, right? This year, maybe a more severe injury, looks like it might be, but maybe he's like, you know what? I can't keep doing this. It didn't ultimately pay off. It didn't ultimately get me what I thought it should get me. So now I have to do the right thing for my body, for my future, and the team.
And what does that mean, Chris?
What it means what is mean? He wouldn't play. That's what it means.
For how long, Chris?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert.
See, Chris, I understand where you're coming from. And if this was you 25 years ago, I can understand that. Chris, you ever heard the saying that Danny Glover used so eloquently in Lethal Weapon? I'm too old for this.
Uh-huh.
You're too old for this. You are. You're too old for this.
Thanks, all right? Mark.
You
Thanks, Mark.
You're too old for this crap, man. Seriously. I understand where you're coming from. I get it. Wait.
When you say I'm too old for this, do you mean I'm too old to do the radio show? Or I'm too old to make up conspiracy theories? There's not a conspiracy theory. I'm just asking a question. I'm pointing it out. Maybe he's going to listen to the doctors for the first time. I don't know.
By the way, to my other callers who are out there, hell to the W.
Your other callers. It's like you're starting to believe this Mark and Largo show bit. You're lost.
Later, guy.
Thank you, Mark. Good Lord. Yeah, I'll allow you guys way too much freedom on this show. As AMAC shakes his head eagerly. I mean, Grant and Danny would have a conniption if they would melt into a puddle of goo if their callers treated them the way you guys treat me. I make fun of you. I tease you. I let you go on and on and on. I let you have your say. I don't cut you off. Linnell cuts you off in 48 seconds. Too damn nice. And I'm too damn old. But I don't think I'm not cooking up a conspiracy theory. I'm wondering. I have a thought. I can't shake the thought that maybe Terry finally will start listening to the doctors. Maybe. Or maybe to his body. Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe, as somebody pointed out, he is doing everything he can to say, no, I don't like that diagnosis. I don't think I need to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And they're saying, hey, you know, maybe you do. Or maybe you need a second opinion. Or maybe you should see this. Again, we don't know. In lieu of more definitive information, we don't know, which leads to speculation. And I don't think I'm being unreasonable by speculating that Terry, who did not get what he wanted and prides himself on being ready and available, is saying, okay, that didn't work. That didn't get me what I think it should have gotten me. Now I'm going to take a different approach. And who could blame him? Honestly, and I've shared with you, that's been a lot of my philosophy as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, on the Team 980, on your radio, all throughout the DMV, and streaming live nationally, anywhere you go, on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you missed any of the first hour and a half plus of the show, check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, including, of course, the Odyssey app. Time for a trending alert. And we'll update you on the Nationals, who are hanging on for dear life. Indeed, the Nationals' final road game of the year. And after having a 4-0 lead, it is now 4-3. 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning as Jose A. Ferrer tries to close it out. Just gave up a solo home run. Again, the Nationals had a 3-0 lead and then a 4-1 lead, I should say. But a 3-0 lead and then a 4-1 lead. James Wood with two home runs today. That's 29 and 30 on the year. Josh Bell with his 21st home run to account for a good portion of the Nationals' offense. Meanwhile, from the NFL, Jaden Daniels expected to address the media shortly. Out at Command Land in Ashburn, he did practice today, so that is a good sign. Terry McLaurin not at practice today as he continues to seek extended medical opinions and is unlikely or doubtful, according to Ian Rappaport, to be available on Sunday in Atlanta. Brian Daboll, Giants head coach, just addressed the media. And he said the switch to go to Jackson Dart, first-round pick, as we discussed yesterday, was his decision and not forced upon him to move away from Russell Wilson. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers are likely to be without Zach Tom, their starting right tackle, against the Dallas Cowboys. David Fry of the Cleveland Guardians, and what a story they have been. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. Was hit by a pitch by Tarek Skubal last night, and he has suffered a broken nose and facial fractures. And he's doing okay, but obviously some severe injuries there as he was still in the hospital at last check earlier today. So hope the best for David Fry. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to my guy, David Fry of the Cleveland Guardians. Facial fractures, broken nose, hit in the face by Tarek Skubal last night. We told you about that during the trending alert. Why am I bringing that up in Washington, D.C.? Well, Here's the reason. He was so nice to Tyler. So cool to my son. At an Akron Rubber Ducks game when Fry was on an injury rehab earlier this year, they have a special needs Little League Challenger Baseball Day. And David Fry, who's been a postseason hero for the Guards, was basically assigned to Tyler and brought him up to the plate and cheered him on and hung out with him and talked him up and dapped him up and all that stuff. So we're thinking about David Fry, who certainly takes a bigger spot in my heart than any other normal baseball player because he was nice to my kid. All right. So we're thinking about him. By the way, real quickly on that, the Guardians, I almost called them the Indians. Mm-hmm. The Guardians, I know people, AMAC, you hate baseball, right?
Yep, still true.
Okay. That's your fault, not mine. But the Guardians tied the Tigers in the American League Central last night with a 5-2 win. They were once 15 and a half games behind the Tigers.
Wow.
And now they own the tiebreaker.
Mm.
Okay, now they lose one of their best players in David Fry. I don't know for how long. But check this out, right? The Tigers, I should say, the Guardians, if I could pull it up via the link, I had it. God, my phone is so slow. Come on now. Come on. Come on, boys and girls. Let's go. I'm trying to pull it up. I'm trying to make the point. Damn it. The Guardians have won, I think it's like 11 out of, here it is. All right. The Guardians have won 11 out of their last 12. Now, if only my phone could have actually responded. They are 85-72. They've won 11 of their last 12 games, 16 of their last 18 games. Detroit had a 10-game lead as late as September the 6th. They're now both 85-72. By the way, it's September 24th. So on September 6th, they had a 10-game lead. At one point, apparently, they had a 15-game lead. The Tigers have lost 7 straight and 10 of their last 11. Again, while the Indians, I just did it. The Guardians have won 11 out of their last 12 and 16 out of 18. Is that not the most incredible collapse? I mean, the Mets had a collapse like that a couple of years ago, like 6-7 years ago. That was just unbelievable and believable. But my goodness. What an absolute, just massive turnaround. And now they're in first place because they got the tiebreaker. And they play again tonight. I know nobody cares about baseball like I do. But, yeah. All right. Dumb Dumb of the Day coming up before 4 o'clock. It might have something to do with Lane Kiffin. It might have something to do with Lane Kiffin and college football. All right. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So again, we'll see what Jaden Daniels has to say. It's a good sign that he's meeting with the media. It's a good sign that obviously he was at practice. They said he was going to be limited, so we'll see if that's the official designation. I assume it will be. Don't know. Maybe he'll be full go tomorrow. Maybe he'll be limited. Maybe they won't practice him at all. I don't know. Oftentimes do that, or teams do that, where they'll practice a guy on Wednesday, back off and give him a day off on Thursday and then practice him again on Friday. Again, we're going to have to wait. But I would just say there is encouraging signs. Now, Dan Quinn was asked, I believe it was by Tom Schaab, but maybe it was by Liam of the Washington Times. I honestly couldn't tell. If injuries in late September when you're 2-1 differ from injuries, say, in the later months or in a playoff-type situation. And Quinn immediately shut that down and said they have their protocols and they have this and they don't miss a step, blah, 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 blah. But come on. I mean, we just all know, right? Logic would tell you that, yes, if a guy can't play, he can't play. Now, they did shut down Daron Payne for the NFC Championship game last year. Daron Payne did not play. So I can't say they would never sit out a big-name potential. Daron Payne sat out the NFC Championship game. And nobody knew he was hurt because he played in the Detroit game. He didn't come out of that game. He played in the Detroit game. And then all of a sudden we hear about Daron Payne's knee, and then Daron Payne doesn't play in the biggest game of the year. So I can't say that Dan Quinn is lying or whatever, but we all know if a player can possibly play, and that is, you know, obviously a gray, murky area, the player is going to play if it's January, if it's an NFC Championship game, as opposed to September, if there's any question. But again, it's got to be in that question area. All right, so just a thought. All right, let's get to Dontell and Frederick next up here on the Team 980. What's up, Dontell? How are you, pal?
Chris, my man, what is going on, man?
What's shaking, Dontell? Good to hear from you, brother.
Always, man. Look, I hope my phone don't break up, man. I'm way out here in the Ukasee State.
You're okay for now. What is the Ukasee? Right, what is the Ukasee State?
The Ukasee States? Oh, I'm in Maryland, but I'm out here on these country roads.
Oh, is that what part of Maryland is that?
I think it's Darnstown, somewhere out there.
Oh, okay. I don't know that area. All right. Okay. Well, you sound good for now, brother.
All right. I was listening to you talk about that baseball player, though, man, because I'm a baseball umpire, mm-hmm. and I've gotten hit with fastballs in the mask that the catcher don't catch up to,
yeah.
and get hit in the mask, and it feels like Tyson. So I can imagine what that dude feel like, dude.
Well, yeah, he didn't have the mask on. And Tarik Skubal, I don't know what the mile per hour on the pitch was, but he throws hard. So
yeah, it got on him quick. But I just wanted to talk about the Terry situation. First of all, I don't know why when you say something, like everybody tries to come on here like you being derogatory or you're trying to make the case out of things. Like you said, he wasn't going to go and jump through walls. That don't necessarily mean that he ain't going to work hard or he ain't going to do this or that.
Thank you for being reasonable. You know, that's sensible.
We got to take up a collection. We got to take up a collection to send Paulie to counseling or something.
See, nobody wants to believe me. They all think that I just want the team to suffer and die a miserable death. I'm just doing my job. I'm just telling you what I know, what I feel, what I think, and what it might be. That's it.
We definitely need some receivers to step up this week because I can guarantee you there's going to be 8 in the box on us this week. They're going to do everything they can to shut down the running game.
No doubt. Good point. Good point.
Wide receiver room has got to step up.
Good point.
Whether it's McCaffrey or the I don't even know the dude that returns them kicks, but somebody's got to step up.
Well, Debo, Debo Samuel returns the kicks along with McCaffrey.
No, not – well, maybe it's the punts. Is he 83? The one who ran the kickback or whatever he ran.
No, Jalen Lynn.
Yeah, him.
Listen, here's their bigger issue, right? Debo can play outside. Jalen Lane's got the speed to play outside. McCaffrey's got probably the size to play outside. But all three might be better in the slot. So Chris Moore might be the only outside guy that they have. Now, again, you can play other guys outside. It's not like they are impossible to play. But I'm surprised right now at this point that they haven't brought in a receiver yet, knowing that they're likely going to be without Terry McLaurin for maybe just this Sunday, maybe more than that, somebody to help them out. Now, they do have Ja'Cory Brooks, who had a pretty decent camp and preseason, so maybe that's what they're thinking, and I'm sure that is what they're thinking, but I am a little bit surprised. It's not only Terry, it's Noah Brown, who can just, again, I hate to sound like a broken record. I know it's not his fault. He literally cannot stop falling off the trainer's table. When he's not on the trainer's table, he's falling off the trainer's table.
Right. Hey, Chris, but I thought for sure KJ Osborne was going to make our team just because I didn't think Noah Brown was even going to come back. I know he didn't.
So I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because to my knowledge, KJ Osborne's still a free agent. I'll double check that. But also, don't forget, Michael Gallup was here and Jamison Crowder is still out there. And he was obviously here last year. You know,
a professional, yes. Yeah, Chris, one more quick question. Why come we everybody's talking about the receivers, but nobody's mentioning our secondary? We're beat up, man. I mean, nobody's concerned about that?
I am, especially going against the Falcons. I mean, they have some weapons. Drake London, Kyle Pitts, who Chris in Maryland brought up. I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a big game. I mean, if there's ever a game that he's going to have a big game, it's probably this one, you know?
Yes. Yeah. We are beat up in the secondary, and I'm very concerned about that.
I mean, listen, we do not know at this point. We do not know if Trey Amos is going to play. Will Harris, we know, is not going to play. We'll have Quan Martin on tomorrow, so we'll see how they're kind of approaching things. You know, but what do we think he's going to say? He's going to say, hey, man, we got to play with whoever we got. And, you know, I mean, they're going to have to mix and match. And if Trey Amos has got to miss the game, that's why they have no Egg Monogane. That's why they don't have Jonathan Jones, right? He's on IR too. So, I mean, they really could be compromised in the secondary on Sunday. They really could be. It's an excellent point.
I'm waiting to hear the next man up speech because that's what everybody says.
I got you. Thanks, well, brother. I appreciate you, man. You be safe. Good call, as always. Appreciate Dontell in Frederick. Now, that's the kind of – see, Paulie comes on here talking all of his smack and wanting to be a tough guy, even though he's been trying to be nicer. Dontell in Frederick is just, you know.
Are you only saying that because he agrees with you and he's, like, not –
Do I strike you as the kind of guy that would say that about somebody only because they agree with me?
Precisely.
Wow. Ye of little faith. AMAC, I thought we were closer than this.
See, there you go. Because I have a critique of you does not mean we're not
close. Because
you have
a negative critique of me.
Doesn't mean we're not
close.
Critiques aren't negative.
You want me to be lovey-dovey?
That's your glass half full mindset. Uh-huh. Critiques are not negative.
All right. I'm going to give you some more free agent wide receivers when we come back on the Team.80, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right. We were going to have the Cowboy B report. But we're going to have to push it off to tomorrow because we've got huge breaking news on the Washington Nationals. And no, it's not that they won a game. And that's big in and of itself. We'll have that for you in about 6 or so minutes. Big breaking news and what it means coming up on the Washington Nationals. How about that? How about them apples? But I wanted to give you a couple of free agent wide receivers. Besides what we just talked about, again, the guys that were in camp, Gallup and KJ Osborne, right? Look, obviously they didn't like them enough to keep them, but they know the system. They know the system. And Osborne was here midway through or sort of midway. Well, no, I guess it was like late November of last year. Now, he didn't play outside of one game. But I'm a little surprised that one of them hasn't been brought back. But there you have it. Both are free agents still. Jamison Crowder is a free agent. So you have that. So you have three guys, right, that were in this team's offense system as recently as late August. Gallup and Osborne, not Crowder, that are out there and that are available. I'm kind of surprised one of them hasn't been brought back to the practice squad or something like that. Now, if you're talking about others, Gabe Davis went back to the Bills on their practice squad, but he's still listed as an unrestricted free agent. I'm not sure by SpotTrack. I'm going to have to do some digging on that. Nelson Agholor is out there, was with the Ravens. Allen Robinson, that's a name that a lot of people know, is out there. He's available. I've got my guy. Lil Jordan Humphrey. Because everybody needs a Lil. Lil Jordan Humphrey. Remember, he helped make Jackson Dart the starting quarterback of your New York Giants. AMAC. Lil Jordan Humphrey. is out there. I could use a Lil. I could use a lot or a Lil. Just a couple of names to wet the whistle on free agent wide receivers that are available. And again, like when you're trying to look for somebody who can quickly help, ideally it makes sense to bring in somebody that's familiar with the terminology, the system, the coaches, the building, the this, the that. And there's three of those guys out there: Gallup, KJ Osborne, and Jamison Crowder. I mean, that's where the search would start for me, but what do I know? Coming up, big breaking Nationals news, reportedly. Details in just a flash. Stay tuned on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.